So in this episode, we're going to be looking at sin in Christianity. Sin is a word that describes actions that are contrary to the will of God. Human beings deserve punishment for disobeying God, and some Christians believe in heaven and hell as places of reward and punishment. Sin is an act of disobedience, like disobeying parents or breaking the law. But it is even more important because the laws were made by God. The Bible describes Adam and Eve as committing the first human sin, but it is believed that human beings continue to sin right up to the present day. So what is the word used by Christians to describe actions that are contrary to the will of God? That's sin. And what are some Christian beliefs about sin? That sin is an act of disobedience, that human beings deserve punishment for disobeying God, and that heaven and hell are places of reward and punishment. So now let's look at the original sin of Adam and Eve. Christians believe that from the very origins of human beings, men and women were disobedient to God's will. This is sometimes called original sin. There is a story in the book of Genesis describing the first human sin, eating fruit from the tree of knowledge despite having been told not to by God. As we hear in Genesis, "Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Some fundamentalist Christians believe in a literal understanding of Adam and Eve eating the forbidden fruit. Most Christians, however, see this as a symbolic story, indicating that human beings can often be selfish and act against God's will. So now let's look at some of the features of Christian interpretations of Adam and Eve. So do most Christians think that the story indicates that humans can often go against God's will? Yes. And also that most Christians see the story as symbolic, and that some fundamentalist Christians believe in a literal understanding of the story. And there is a story in which book? That's the book of Genesis, which describes the first human sin. This sin was Adam and Eve eating fruit from the tree of knowledge, despite having been told not to by God. Christians believe human beings deserve punishment for disobeying God. But some Christians also believe in an all-loving God who does not want to condemn anyone to unending punishment. As we hear in Romans, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." Some Christians believe that Jesus' death on the cross was God's way of allowing Jesus to atone for the sins of human beings. Jesus' death doesn't mean that people will no longer sin, but that they can still go to heaven provided they are sorry for their sins and ask for forgiveness. Some Protestant churches teach that if human beings accept that Jesus is their saviour and repent of their sins, then they can go to heaven. Some churches, for example the Catholic Church, believe that God created the church, priests, and the sacraments as ways to help people live better lives and get to heaven when they die. So to recap that, Christians believe that human beings deserve punishment for disobeying God, but some Christians also believe in an all-loving God who does not want to condemn anyone to unending punishment. And what are some other Christian beliefs about Jesus' death and sin? Jesus' death does not mean that people will no longer sin. Jesus' death means that people can still go to heaven if they sin, as long as they repent, and that some Christians believe that Jesus atoned for the sins of human beings. And what is a word that describes actions that are contrary to the will of God? That is sin, which is an act of disobedience, much like breaking the law, but it's even more important because the laws were made by God. And Christians believe that from the very origins of human beings, men and women were disobedient to God's will. What is this sometimes called? That's original sin. And some churches, for example, the Catholic Church, believe that God created the church, priests, and the sacraments as ways to help people live better lives and go to heaven when they die. That's all you need to know about sin in Christianity.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other Revise podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.